And for our final segment, WOOC Roman Labor Correspondent Willie Terry filed this special report on the community meals program at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Troy.
This is Willie Terry, your Roman Labor Talk reporter from WOOC 105.3. And I'm here today at the community meals that's sponsored by St. Paul Episcopal Church. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and me make 6 people that I'm sitting down with and enjoying this community dinner. And I'm just gonna ask them a few questions. Just tell me. So who's the coordinator of the community dinner?
I am, Tammy.
And your name?
Freely.
Tammy Freely?
Yes.
Okay. And how long y'all been doing this?
I would say probably I've been doing this, but I don't know about the other.
Yeah, they used to do it before.
Yeah.
Too.
So how is the community? I mean, you get a lot of people coming in and out during the time you have it.
But you always have to retire.
Well, we haven't had as many people as we would like to this time because this is that we are, you know, branching out. And so the next time we're going to have it, we're going to have it in August, and I'm hoping to get out more flyers so that all the area communities, St. Joseph House, Unity House, so they can get involved with us as well.
Well, I heard other places having community dinners too, but I'm just saying, what is the overall objective? You know, what are you trying to accomplish in terms of getting community people to come to a dinner?
Well, I think that we also want to reach out to the community and let people know about St. Paul's and also the church should be part of the community and give back to the community, and that's what we try to do. Make people feel welcome and sit down and have a meal and share some time with other folks.
Well, a dinner is where you could talk to people, right? You get people to sit down. So what do the community dinner consist of when y'all serve? What do you serve?
We've had different kinds. Mm-hmm. We had a barbecue last fall. In the late summer, we grilled hot dogs and had all kinds of salads and desserts and things over in the churchyard. And we had more people that time because people could see us out in the garden. And we had a Thanksgiving dinner, and we had quite a few people for that, pasta dinner. So we've tried different things, and depends on the time of year where we have it.
Mm-hmm. And do y'all do other things, you know, in the church, you know, activities to get community people here?
We have a Christmas event.
What's your name?
I'm Nina.
Okay.
And sandwiches. Mm-hmm. A table up with little tchotchkes. We like to collect tchotchkes and sell them.
What is a tchotchke?
A tchotchke is a little gadget.
Knick-knack.
Knick-knacks. A little pin, a little statue, a little vase, a little picture, doll.
We call it the treasure sale because it's a little treasure.
It's part of Victorian stroll.
Oh, okay. Somebody make them and...
Sometimes,
not necessarily.
You know, there's stuff you find in your top drawer, and you don't know what you're doing.
I got you. You just bring it here, and
you bring it here. Then somebody else will buy it.
Oh, okay. So is that good? I mean, you have that success every year.
Yes, we have a fair amount of people coming in then.
Mm-hmm. I know about the Victoria Scroll, you know, because a lot of people come in.
I think that's what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. They come in as a Victorian stroll. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of the cold.
Because we offer free tea and coffee and hot chocolate.
Right. Oh, okay. And any other thing you do?
No, we don't all sing.
Oh, okay.
We have the Lenten, during Lent, we have dinner, is it every Wednesday? And anyone is welcome to join us for that. We do advertise that around town also.
Soup and bread?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I know they have a lot of community kitchens down here.
Yeah.
Right.
we support the community kitchen with donations, but we don't run one ourselves because there's one nearby.
Right, right.
And we volunteer at other community dinners like the Damien Center. Mm-hmm. They host once every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Over at
What's the Damien Center?
It's over on 2nd Street in Troy.
What is it?
They support, I think it used to be for like HIV patients and their families. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's expanded more.
I actually did because I did read something in the paper, you know, like those papers in your mailbox, and it had something about what you just said, the Damien Center.
Oh, it did?
But I didn't know what it was, but they're having some type of fundraiser or some type of thing they raise the money for. So that's a good project.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any other thing y'all would like to say, you know, to the...
Look at the garden on the corner of 3rd and State.
Uh-huh.
It's behind... I'm very proud of it, because right now there's a rose bush, a little rose bush that's in bloom, very pretty. It, last year it was getting ready to die, and one of the men, one of the communicants and I put it back together to life.
Oh, okay.
And right now it's very pretty, and that is a kind of an outreach into the community to hope people will look at it and say, oh, that's so pretty.
And that's connected to the church?
It's right on the corner.
And it happens to be about 40 years old, that bush.
Actually, 40 years old?
Yep.
Actually, it's older. It was given to my mother. My mother died in 1994.
It's an old bush.
But how old is the church?
Oh, the church was founded in 1804. Uh-huh. This building is from about 1820-ish.
So tell me just a little something about the church.
The church was first down on the corner of Congress at 3rd, where, I don't know what's there now. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever. And and then they were able to build this building here a few years later.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very old congregation in the city.
Right. Well, Troy is known for, it's like a working class community. They had a lot of factories here,
right.
So a lot of factory people belong here. Belong here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and also our church is well known for the Tiffany windows.
What's that?
Tiffany's a very famous, the interior of this church. You have to see it.
Oh,
yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, well, in terms of the stained glass windows, very, very beautiful.
But maybe that might be a separate thing that we might have to do, you know, bring somebody down to
talk about. Because we do tours as well.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
It's quite an extraordinary building in the inside.
All right. Somebody name I didn't get. Just want to get your name is
Beth.
Janine.
And Alex.
And
Tammy.
Nina.
Yeah.
Nina. And I want to thank y'all for letting me do this interview, you know, without any notice. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Our roaming, not Roman, labor correspondent with a special report on community meals at the historical St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Troy, New York.